This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush briefed reporters this morning at his Crawford, Texas property on the status of the war in Afghanistan, but he declined to give a timetable for American troops stationed there.
I imagine us being there for quite a long period of time, but my timetable is going to be set by Tommy Franks. Tommy's in charge of the military operations. He's in charge of the military. I'll let Tommy speak for himself, but I will tell you this, we won't be making political decisions about what to do with our military. I gave Tommy a mission, and it was a well-defined mission, and Tommy's in charge of getting that mission done, and when Tommy says mission complete, Mr. President, that's when we start moving troops out.
The president appeared with General Franks. NPR's national Politico correspondent Mara Liasson joins me now. Mara, anything new in the president's remarks today?
Well, nothing terribly new, Bob. He did talk about Osama bin Laden. He said again that he's on the run. He's not going to escape the clutches of the United States. He said this is a guy who 3 months ago was in control of a country. Now he's maybe in control of a cave. He did say that he has no idea whether bin Laden is able to direct any more terrorist attacks. He said he doesn't know if bin Laden is in control of a network, and he doesn't know if he's giving any further orders.
What about military tribunals?
Well, you know, that's the big news today, Bob. The New York Times and the Washington Post have stories. They were leaked stories from a senior administration official talking about the details of these military tribunals. When they were first announced by the Department of Justice and the White House, they were described as being the kinds of judicial proceedings where it would only take two-thirds a vote to give somebody the death penalty, the defendant would not be able to see evidence, the trials might be conducted in secret. As it turns out, according to this leak, as the Department of Defense attorneys, and they, of course, that's Department of Defense is the agency that's going to be conducting these military tribunals, as they have been fleshing out the details of these proceedings, it turns out that there's going to be a lot more civil liberties given to these defendants than previously described. They will not be conducted in secret. It will take a unanimous vote to impose a death penalty. They will have to be proved guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the highest standard of proof and the same one used in civilian criminal trials. So it sounds a lot less egregious, and it answers a lot of the criticisms that civil libertarians had made. Now, the president, when asked about these reports, was quite angry that this had been leaked at all. This is a president who doesn't like leaks. He said the defense secretary, Donald Rumsfeld, hadn't seen this draft report that had been leaked to the papers. He was quite angry about it, but in fact, he did admit that it actually makes the government look good.
Well, the president was asked about a few other trouble spots in the world.
He was. He was asked about India and Pakistan, two nuclear-armed countries that are massing troops along their border. It's quite a dangerous situation. He said that his government was actively trying to bring some calm to the region, and he was pleased that the Pakistani president, Musharraf, who is the U.S. great new ally in the war against terrorism, is actually responding to India's request to round up some of the Pakistani-backed terrorists who have committed terrorist acts on Indian soil. He also talked about Argentina, which is going through an economic crisis. He said he will be happy for the U.S. to provide technical assistance to Argentina through the International Monetary Fund, but he said the first order of business is for Argentina to develop a plan to get itself out of its economic crisis.
NPR's Mara Liasson.